Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel with OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll be back in a moment to take a look at all your afternoon futures and the news behind the numbers right after this.
Generations of families have depended on Mueller Metal Roofing for style, beauty, and durability. And through the years, many great memories have been made under each Mueller Metal Roof. Our 26-gauge steel panels and 30-year limited paint warranty give you peace of mind that your roof will protect your family for generations to come. And we offer a gorgeous palette of more than 30 designer colors to choose from and a wide variety of panel styles to get the look you desire. Buy with confidence, knowing that your metal roof is manufactured by Mueller, a company that has provided quality metal products for over 75 years. So why wait? Go online now at MuellerInc.com to view our color selector tool, which allows you to see a full range of panels and colors on different home styles. Join other families by making Mueller the name you know and trust for all your steel building and metal roofing needs. Call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our sales locations in central and eastern Oklahoma. That's 877-2-MUELLER.
Justin, how did our grain futures look today?
We had choppy trade today in the grain futures. The old crop corn and beans showed strength all day and were the strongest of all of the contracts into the close. Wheat was weaker all day, and they actually closed on their lows. This is the lowest we've been since about June of 2012, so that's pretty negative overall there. Kansas City July wheat futures actually closed on their lowest price in over a year, so that's just pretty negative. The trade overall seems to be preparing for the big USDA report, which comes out this Friday morning, at 11 a.m. We have exports tomorrow morning, which are thought to be a little bit weak. Not any big numbers expected there. This morning, the ethanol report showed a total production of about 885,000 barrels per day, or just under 6.2 million barrels for the whole week. That's up slightly, about 1.4% higher than the week before. Profit margins for ethanol were lower this week. We're about 10 cents a bushel. They were around 40 cents a bushel, so that's pretty weak. Corn futures today, there wasn't any real weather concerns for the soybeans or the corn futures, so they're pretty much steady other than in that front month. And then wheat futures slid today, mainly just because the wheat harvest going on, and then wheat harvest in Russia is actually going pretty good too. So overall, it looks like we have plenty of wheat on the world pipeline.
We'll have more futures news with Justin Lewis right after this. Come see gunfighters, sharpshooters, blacksmiths, and musicians at the final performance of Pawnee Bill's Wild West Show at the historic Pawnee Bill Ranch in Pawnee, Oklahoma, June 29th. This year's theme is the best of Pawnee Bill and features the most popular acts of the original Pawnee Bill's Wild West shows. The Pawnee Bill Museum is open from 11 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. and the Wild West Show begins at 7:30 p.m. Advance tickets are $12 for adults, $8 for seniors, and kids under 10. Kids under 3 get in free. Justin, what were traders concerned with today?
The trade really is focused on this Friday's morning's 11 a.m. USDA planted acreage and quarterly stocks report. And you hear a lot of talk about it, but it really is a big number because it's going to change all the numbers on how much we produce overall in each grain. The corn acreage is going to be about 95.3 million acres, down from the March estimate of 97.3 and a little bit lower than last year of 97.2. So they're looking for less corn due to the rain we had a month ago and 2 months ago. Beans, they're looking for about 77.9 million acres, which is up from 77.1 forecasted in March and 77.2 from last year. So overall, just a little bit more than we anticipated. Wheat's looking at like about 56 million acres. In March, they said 56.4. Last year, we were at 55.7, so slightly higher than last year. And quarterly stocks are going to be a little bit bullish for the corn at 2.85. And beans are going to be about 442, which is also considered a little bit bullish because we had 667 last year. And wheat is right on line with the year-ago levels. It's going to be 745, or average guess is 745, or last year it was 743.
Thanks, Justin. Taking a look at a few of our numbers from this afternoon, June live cattle closed up 12 cents at 121.27. August live cattle up $1.05 at 122.17. August feeders up $1.05 at 148.92. And September feeders up 95 cents at 151.02. July lean hogs finished the day down 20 cents to close at 99.95. In our Kansas City wheat markets, July was down 10 cents at 694 and one quarter. Chicago July wheat was off 8 and three quarter cents at 667 even. July soybeans were up 9 cents today at 15.34 1/4, and the November contract was down 2.5 cents at 12.76. July corn gained 7 3/4 cents today to close at 6.64 even. That's a look at your afternoon markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for the OklahomaFarmReport.com.